You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Shinano and Cappy in the house, along with the great Pepe Mantilla, who is here. Cappy, what's going on? Did you have a wild weekend?
Little wild.
Yeah.
Little bit wild.
Uh-huh.
In that I broke my...
No weed thing?
I broke my weed celibacy.
Yeah, yeah. How'd that go?
TBH?
TBH.
Yeah.
To be...
Honest.
Honest. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
TBH?
Yeah,
TBH.
NGL?
No good looks.
Not gonna lie.
Not gonna lie. Yeah.
So TBH, NGL, didn't go that great for me.
Really?
Mace.
What went wrong? First of all, what is your means of consumption?
I broke my weed celibacy with a big fat doobie.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah, go for the J. I'm all for that.
Yeah, and it was one of those deals that had, like, on the outside, these pre-rolls that had, like, I don't know, some kind of fairy dust on
it. Like resin.
Yeah.
I think it's like resin. I don't know first. I've just heard that there's, like, resin.
Yeah. I don't know what it is either.
Yeah.
But super
strong.
Adds
a little.
Yeah. Really strong.
A little bump there. And so you were too blasted?
Yeah. It was just like I was like jumping out of my skin.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
that's never good.
No, that's not.
Yeah, but that's when you have like a shot of something.
Yeah, wash it down.
Yeah, have like a shot to like chill you out a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
Right. I think Rachel said to me, she's like, so you broke it after 5 months.
Yeah. Well, that was probably it. And then you probably had too much because you went back to the dosage you were used to when you were doing regular.
Right.
And then you were like having a panic attack.
Yeah, you got to ease your way back into it.
Yeah, you got to go half of what you were normally doing.
Right. I know. I just jumped right back in like, come on, this is, you know.
And you're also kind of anxiety ridden to begin with.
So anyway, that was it for me, Mace.
Yeah,
I was like, I
was
told
it.
Her, I go, you know what? I'm good with the occasional.
So are you quitting again?
No, I'm good with the occasional Saturday night gummy.
Yeah.
You know, but in terms of going back to the regular, I'm a supporter.
Yeah.
And I may come back, but for right now, I'm going back to sobriety.
The one thing I know is that the lovely Rachel has always got, how many gummies would you estimate she carries with her on her person at all times?
I'd say probably at least 60 units.
Yeah, she does. I've never seen her when she didn't offer me a gummy, which is very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's a nice thing to do. She usually doses the entire bar wherever we are.
Yes, she does.
You know, she walks around everybody and like goes, here,
she's
this
a pusher.
Is for you.
She did that at the whiskey. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a drink. I don't know. I've never seen this before. I was at the... Hotel Culver, which is a really good spot. Yeah. You saw the drink?
I don't know what the drink
okay,
is.
Okay, so the drink was like a whiskey drink or a bourbon drink with corn liqueur.
Okay.
Have you ever heard
like
of it?
A mini,
elote.
Mini corn. Elote.
It had a little baby corn on top of the cube, the big square ice cube.
But the liquor
apparently had a corn liquor in it.
I never seen that.
Bourbon
before.
And corn liquor was what it was. And okay. The second one went down super easy.
Oh, yeah.
Super easy.
It usually happens.
I was
like
cross-faded. I was so cross. I was with the singers on Saturday, David and Patty. And by the way, let me just say something.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of people in my life who, Dave is one of them, who's just such a great dad. He's such a great dad to his kids. Mm-hmm. I'm always impressed with that. And like Nicholas, his oldest, or his youngest now is playing tennis at Culver High, doing great. I mean, I'm impressed with that family. They do such a great job. And of course, I didn't understand, I don't remember anything we talked about because I was completely crossfaded, but I'm sure it was wonderful.
The corn drinks.
The corn drink. Do you ever have the elote liqueur?
No, never.
Yeah, I got to try that.
Yeah, I'm just such a simple drinker. You know, give me a Coors Light, give me a Tequila Mandala, or give me a Tito's soda.
Oh, Tito's? Yeah, that's your kind of your drink, right?
Yeah, go-to. Clean, you know, crispy, refreshing, you know.
Yeah.
Not too colorful, not too sugary.
Yeah, right. I like that.
Tito's.
I like sugary and I like colorful. I like both of those.
Hey, Pepe.
Yes.
So are you and me officially making plans for Neil Young for September, or what's the story?
I already told you I have my seats already.
Oh.
Okay, they're very good seats. Okay, I'm sure that you're going to have better seats than me. But all I want is with one of the people that you know, and you know everybody because you know a guy. Okay,
right.
I want you to get me a VIP because I want to go and take a photo with the great Neil Young.
Oh.
Yeah, you and me both. We both do. Oh. I love Neil Young, and I've never seen Neil Young in concert.
I never seen Neil Young in concert by himself.
You got to get him now because this is probably, this could be like his last tour.
I saw Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young way back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But by himself, no.
Okay.
So when they offered the tickets right away, I got him because what Mason just said.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've seen Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I've never seen Neil Young by himself. I've never seen him with him. Now, here's my go-to guy, Pepe. I'm gonna put it out on the air. I don't care. You know, you want to know who my go-to guy is? Who I'm going to call for my first back? This is my first guy. Now, if I strike out with this guy, then I got to go to guy two.
Right.
But the number one guy that I'm calling for you and me to get backstage to meet Neil Young, you want to know who this is?
No. Yes. I mean, yes, I want to know.
Pepe, do you?
Yeah, I want to know, of course.
First guy I'm calling is Bill Walton.
Oh, yeah. All that's right. A good idea.
Cool. Yeah.
First guy I'm calling
is... He's going to be there.
I'm going to say, Big Bill, listen to me. Me and Pepe Mantilla, Pepe's girlfriend, and my girlfriend, the four of us are going to escort you backstage so that we can say hi to Neil Young together.
How about that? How about that?
I've seen Bill in a lot of concerts.
Oh, he's a big concert guy, for sure.
Yes, he is.
I want to go see Chris Stapleton.
Okay.
At the Bowl. Me too. I'm trying to get tickets.
Chris Stapleton at the Bowl. Now, Cappy, you don't pay for tickets. How do you actually get in?
Well,
he just told you. He calls Bill Walton.
You just hit somebody up. You think Bill Walton has a direct connection to tickets for the Hollywood Bowl to see Neil Young?
I don't know about that. But I may find myself having to pay for tickets. I mean, I'm going to try not to, of course. It's kind of my game. Another concert I want to see at the Hollywood Bowl is John Cougar Mellencamp. Pepe, any interest?
No, because I'm not going to be in town.
Oh, come on, but, Jack and Diane.
But I tell you what.
Little Pink Houses.
You miss a great concert, the Jimmy Buffett tribute.
Well, I know I did.
Great.
I know I did.
Amazing.
I know I missed that concert. I've seen all your videos.
It's funny. I've been saying all along that I want to see... Oh, there he is. I want to see Noah Kahan at the Hollywood Bowl. I tried to get everybody to come see him, but nobody wants to go.
Don't know him.
And another
very concert. Very folky guy, kind of Mumford and Sons kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of concerts that I want to see at the Hollywood
Bowl. This year there are more concerts I want to see than any year I can remember. Like, well, I'll be there at least twice this summer.
And you said it, you know, guys like John Cougar Mellencamp or guys like Neil Young, it's kind of like Sting and Billy Joel just recently. You know, like Sting looks amazing. Sting is like 70 years old, and that dude is still hot.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. It's all that yoga.
He is like he can
well, he's
that
into
guy.
The tantric.
Oh, he does the tantric,
right?
So
and
you know
he
he's
is
not yet
lean and ripped, and the guns look awesome. And so the guy is just—he's on fire.
Yeah.
And you look at Sting, and you're like, man, I better start watching what I eat, like Mason does, because I got to get like that by the time I'm 7.
Have you seen Sting in concert?
Yes, several times.
Oh, he's so good.
I saw them when they went on tour with the Police when they reunited.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say like 07, 08.
We saw, actually, Ireland and I were at a concert at the Hollywood Bowl with Annie Lennox opening for Sting. Great show.
Yeah, I bet. I saw them at Wrigley Field.
Oh, wow.
It was
cool.
Only the second ever concert at Wrigley Field. I was sitting next to Rex Grossman, who was the quarterback
of
the
Bears right? Wow.
At the time. And the previous concert was Jimmy Buffett. That was the first ever concert at Wrigley Field.
What year do you think we're talking about?
It was like 07, 08, in that range.
Nice.
And then I had a friend who just went, who'd never been to the Hollywood Bowl. He flew in to watch the Buffett thing that you were talking about.
Lots of people from all over the country.
Oh, had to be blown away.
Was the greatest concert experience he's ever had just because the venue was so incredible. It's what I always tell people. I know there's a lot of great concert venues here in Southern California. My personal favorite is the Bowl.
The Bowl is the best.
Mine too. I mean,
what is number two?
Totally.
I mean, the Greek is pretty damn good too.
The Greek is good.
I really like the Forum.
The Forum is good too. You know what?
Forum is great.
Another concert that I'm going to try to get tickets, and probably you too, Cappy.
Yep.
Eric Clapton.
Oh, yeah.
I will tell you that Eric Clapton, for some reason, kind of like in a weird way, Paul McCartney, is just not as important to me as the two I mentioned to you earlier, which was Neil Young and John Mellencamp. Now, I know that probably seems weird to a lot of people that I would, like, I'd rather see John Mellencamp. I've never seen Bruce Springsteen in concert ever.
I saw John Mellencamp at his prime, and I really like it, but I prefer to see Eric Clapton. I saw Eric Clapton with Cream.
Yeah, oh yeah, okay? Right.
And he's always been now, really great.
Have you never seen Springsteen? Is that what you said, Kevin?
Never seen Springsteen.
Oh, wow. Springsteen is awesome. Oh, apparently, this last show he did in L.A. did 3 hours and 45 minutes.
He's great. He opened the Staples.
Yeah, he was the very first act, 1999. I was at that concert, too. I saw him in Jersey, which was cool.
Oh, that's
I saw him at the Meadowlands, where his people are.
You know how many times I saw him at the Sports Arena?
Oh,
his favorite place to play.
Yeah, you know why?
Because of the acoustics.
He thought all this. He thinks all the suites at Crypto are very elitist and fans can't get close. Yes. That's why he went back to the Sports Arena, even though it was a total and complete dump at the time.
And he had Clarence.
Yeah.
In the
Clarence Clemens, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Cappy, you feeling good about it? I know you're riding the roller coaster. The roller coaster a little dip, but are we going to climb today, tonight?
No, the roller coaster has you feeling really good before game one.
Right, and bad.
It has you feeling really good through the first half,
mm-hmm.
and then you take that big dip in the second half, and now I'm way, way, way down in the dumps on the Lakers.
Are
but,
you?
Yeah. But, hey, listen, if they could leave Denver with a split, then all of a sudden, by tomorrow, I'll be back on the positive side of the roller coaster. You know what I'm saying? But for right now, I'm not feeling good at all.
Shadano, how are you feeling?
Not great.
You picked Lakers, or you picked Nuggets and six. I picked Nuggets
and
six.
Yeah, and that was actually, I feel like, being kind.
Maybe five.
Look, I think the Lakers...
Feels a little sweepy. We'll see what they do tonight.
I think tonight is a close game.
I do too.
If I were a betting man, I would take the Lakers plus the seven tonight.
I did that on cut. I've got Lakers plus seven.
Yeah. I took the Lakers plus the 6.5 on Saturday. Big mistake.
Yeah, no, that was a terrible mistake. But I think tonight's a closer game. And, you know, it's going to come down to what it always comes down to, the last 5 minutes, basically.
Yep. And they're so good in the last 5 minutes.
Right. And it, technically, that last game did not come down to the last 5 minutes, but it was close enough, and Denver out-executed them. They took out... Here's the thing to me. Like, the Lakers lost a stretch of time when Jokic wasn't on the floor. And you can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, that...
You have to take advantage of that.
100%.
Yeah.
So
totally.
Ireland said, and I agree, just send Anthony Davis at Nikola Jokic. He's your best defensive player. Just go.
Yeah.
Find a way.
Talking about Anthony Davis, what do you think not being among the three best defenders?
So I would not have put Wemby there.
Really?
I would not. He
led the league in blocks.
So what? It's a counting stat. But
on top of that, just the longest arms in the league.
So what? That doesn't mean anything. Like, his team
sucks. He alters every shot. It doesn't matter.
His team sucks.
I understand.
His team sucks.
I understand.
That's
but
not like a
the
small
award
thing.
Isn't best defensive player on a really good team.
Where did they rank defensively as a team?
Don't know. Where did
Miami and Minnesota rank much higher as a team?
But again, to your eye, Wemby looks dominant.
I think Bam has never been nominated. This is the first time he's been nominated. Guy guards every position.
Yes.
Okay? So he deserves the nod. Wemby, I don't think, deserves to be there. And I can make the case Gobert doesn't deserve to be there either.
He shouldn't be there.
But
he's on a good team. That's why he made it.
Here's the case for Gobert.
Yeah.
Previous to this season, okay? And I know this because I've done their games recently, including this past weekend. And if you watch him closely, he's no longer the guy in Utah who just plays drop coverage and doesn't switch. Now he switches in every scenario, and it doesn't mean that he's great on every switch, but he's much better at doing that than he ever was. He never had the chance to do that in Utah. They didn't do that the first year in Minnesota, and Chris Finch challenged him and said, hey, as the head coach, you got to be able to switch. If you can't switch, then this isn't going to work.
Right.
And he's become a much better defender in the switch.
But what about his numbers? His numbers are not as good as Anthony Davis.
His numbers are not as good on the counting stats. I would say the analytics favor him. But
analytics favor Gobert over AD.
Slightly. But I still think AD should have been there over at least Wemby. Wemby, to me, was not deserving of it. Wemby's going to win 6,000 defensive players of the year. This was not the year to give him a nomination.
Cappy, your take.
But did Anthony Davis really come out and say that the NBA doesn't like me?
Of course.
Well, come on. Really, dude? That's what the deal is? Like, hey, you know what? We should put Anthony Davis in here. He's one of the best defenders in the league. Nah, we don't like him.
But the NBA kind of doesn't. They snub the Lakers all the time. I mean, don't do
so
that.
That's the deal. That's
they
the deal,
do
really. He was snubbed because
they do.
The
well, look at all the awards they're nominated for this year and last
like,
year.
Like what? Who should be nominated other than AD?
AD should be nominated.
And then who else?
I'm going back. Kobe
about,
won MVP.
LeBron.
Okay,
Kobe won one MVP.
So did Shaq, but that's just because...
Right, but that's...
But that's not a Lakers thing.
Sure it is. It's,
how many
it's
MVPs
a,
did Magic it, win?
It is a...
Kareem!
People grudge
here?
On the Lakers because they're the Lakers.
The Lakers also get preferential treatment in a lot of cases, too.
Jorge, not in this category.
Jorge, who votes for this? Do you vote for this?
I don't. I don't have a vote.
Who votes for this?
I mean, there's 100-something media people that vote for it.
From the East, maybe?
No, everywhere. Across?
A lot of people from the East.
I don't know. You can look it up. It's not confidential. You
right.
can see who voted for who.
By the way, did you see the player survey that The Athletic did?
I did.
127 players.
Yeah.
Overwhelmingly, Rudy Gobert is voted the most overrated player.
They don't like him. It's why he's always when they were doing, remember when they did the All-Star game and they would pick players?
Yeah.
And he was always the last player.
Was he
player.
The last guy? Yeah.
Always.
Well,
yeah.
The NBA must like Rudy Gobert more than they like Anthony Davis because
no,
Rudy Gobert is one of those three guys.
Right. But it's not the NBA, it's the media. The media sees Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert is an impactful defensive player.
Yeah. Right? But AD says that people don't like him. That's why he didn't get it.
I
mean,
I think that's
nonsense.
Silly, personally. I don't think people don't like him. I think that AD, look, the unfortunate part for AD this year is he's playing with four guys more times than not that don't defend at a high
right.
level. Doesn't help his cause.
Right.
Well,
okay.
How about the other thing that doesn't help his cause, which is, and you and I have had this conversation many times, you look at the other big men around the West and you look at their success against him.
Right.
So when you think about that.
Nurkic, Sabonis.
Right.
In those prime matchups against other premier big men,
he
struggles.
Exactly.
Right. So,
that
so what
help.
Does he want?
Good point, Cappy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That
See,
is
that's
a good
my
point.
Take right there, Mace. That's
nice.
My take.
Look at
good
that,
take.
Cappy.
Yeah.
I taught Cappy basketball over the
it's
last few years.
It's almost like
I
he's in the league.
Right.
Yeah.
Almost. I'm
almost.
On the outside.
He's
I'm on the outside.
He's
I'm on
got
the
like a. You know, it's like when LeBron in Minnesota, he had the toe on the line.
Yeah, right.
Cappy's got like the toe on the line.
Right. I'm dipping my toe in.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mace, what's up with that sweatshirt you're wearing? What is that?
I can't believe you said the Lakers don't get preferential treatment.
I no,
David
I said,
Stern
I,
literally
I,
said, may he rest in peace. It, my ideal finals
I said
is the Lakers
people,
versus the
I
Lakers.
I understand that. But
who said that? David Stern
but
said
for
that.
Whatever reason, voters don't, they snub the Lakers. They do.
They do.
How many MVPs
Rob,
is Magic?
Look, Rob Pelinka, the year Rob Pelinka finished like 14th in executive of the year voting.
Rob Pelinka did not finish 14th. And second of all,
it was low. He was way down the list.
Rob Pelinka really deserved to be the executive.
Yeah,
which year?
He pulled it.
Which year?
I thought last year he pulled an amazing trick. He made all those moves at the trade deadline, got him to the Western Conference Finals. He should have been at least
Who
five.
Who won last year? I don't even remember.
I don't recall the executive.
Okay,
I just remember Rob
point.
Was not
well,
in it.
He should have some recognition for the reason that you mentioned, Mace, because he did really good. The team
we
got
just gave him
the Western Finals.
We just gave him recognition. Who was the executive of the year last year?
Monty McNair.
Oh, Monty McNair totally deserved it.
The Sacramento Kings were
it.
The two seed.
Oh, Monty McNair, come on.
What are we doing?
He deserved it last year.
He did. The Kings were the two seed.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying that Monty McNair didn't deserve it. I'm saying Rob Pelinka shouldn't be as far down the list as he was.
Okay.
What was he, 14?
Well, but that, what does that mean?
It means something. It means they don't really like Rob Pelinka.
You don't have enough. You have 17 banners.
Want more? Won all the awards.
That's why people hate the Lakers.
No, but don't do that either. That's also preposterous.
Yeah.
They are polarizing. I'll give you that. But don't make it seem like the media... The commissioner of the sport once said that the ideal finals is Lakers versus Lakers.
Right, no, I get
Jorge
that.
Jorge Sedano, let me tell you this. Okay.
Yeah, focus.
Lakers, Lakers have this medicine that is a miracle.
They
you
have
know
miracle
what it's
medicine?
What is it called?
Lakers Selena. You know why?
What because, is Lakers Selena?
You know, like penicillin?
CCC.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So
there's also a thing
so,
I like
no,
to...
No, wait. You leader. Have a player that is sick yeah. and da-da-da. Suddenly they play the Lakers and wow... He's ready to play the Lakers.
So everybody brings their
they
best
They do that in
the
New York,
Lakers,
too,
yeah.
when they play at the Garden. Ask LeBron what's his favorite arena to play in. He kills the Knicks every year. But here's what I would tell you. You know what the Lakers fans also have?
Mm.
And I've said this for 8 years.
Hubris?
It's close.
Yeah.
Lakers exceptionalism.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just like, it's always, God, everyone's against. You're not the gutty little Lakers.
If there's
like,
a,
stop.
Yeah, if there's a free agent, he should be ours. If there's a
Maybe
trade target, he should be ours. We want all the good stuff.
You're not the gutty little Lakers.
Yeah.
You are the behemoth. You are the crown jewel.
This year they are the gutty little Lakers.
Well, against Denver.
Against Denver.
But historically, you're not. You are the Yankees.
Yeah.
You're that's who you are. You're not. Okay. You're not like Sacramento.
Okay.
Stop.
Listen, we got Shinano really wound up.
Yeah,
which is good.
Yeah, we do.
Combo play has takes.
Cappy's got takes.
Cappy knows stuff.
And we're going to see Neil Young, right?
Yes, we are going to go see.
You're
going
to get Pepe backstage passes
with our lady. Pepe, you get the tickets. I'll get us backstage.
I already
see.
Have
this
my,
is it.
I already have my tickets.
You know what it takes. You know what it takes to get tickets, Cappy.
Focus.
That's right.
That's right. It does.
Yeah.
That's right. It does.
We're back tomorrow at 1. Combo Plate continues with Shinano and Cap, 710 ESPN. Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
321 in the Southland. Here we go.
Oh!
Beep, ba-da, boop. Do-da-da-da.
Sedano and Cap is on early for your combo plate on this Monday. Gosh, after like 3 days rest, my voice is finally sounding back to normal.
And you know what? It now makes sense because the circle of trust is filled with Mason and Ireland fans at this time because we're on. You know what I'm saying?
It is now safe to turn on your radio for entertainment, by the way.
No, that's stop. Don't do that.
We should have a sounder when I say that. Like when their show's done and this show begins, whether combo plate or not,
don't
we
do
should
that.
Have a sounder, DeAndre, when I say, it is now safe to turn on your radio for entertainment.
So
or entertainment, as they say at eCentral.
Here's what I would say, because all the tweets are all mad at me for saying that, the gutty little Lakers. You're not the gutty little Lakers. You have 17 banners. Act like it, okay? Don't be upset that Anthony Davis didn't get a nomination, which, by the way, I said he should have been nominated. But I got like Ombre Triathlon here saying Miami Miami fanboy energy, haters gonna hate. And I said this, go to hell. How's that?
But you remember that guy is the guy that cried saying we deleted or we weren't responding to his tweets, remember?
Well, wait, I said go to hell. How's that for energy? I said AD should be there, but this Lakers persecution complex is silly. You're the crown jewel of sport. Act like it.
You're talking to my guy Ombre Triathlon like that, George. I think you should back off, okay? I think you just step back.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
homeboy.
If you're gonna call me out, be ready because I'm gonna call you right back out.
But he doesn't. Ready. But when you respond to him, he gets annoyed. But when you don't respond, he takes screenshots of his tweet, retweets it, and says, "Oh, they're scared to comment." No, we just didn't see it because the algorithm sometimes in the communities are different. Now he's a whole piece of work, that Ombre Triathlon.
Yeah, well, listen, he's out there training hard, man. He's got a swim, he's got a bike, and he's got a long run ahead.
Do you think he's
really
running a triathlon? What happened?
I know, we lost.
Ombre. Ombre.
Yeah. By the way, Marlene just tweeted in the circle of trust.
We had to unplug it and plug
it back. What's Marlene's story?
She says, crosstalk, just call it crossfire with a fire emoji. Sedano, don't get your boxers in a bunch. I wear boxer briefs, Marlene.
Yeah, Sedano's a boxer briefs guy.
Right,
okay?
That's why he's so uptight. Support. Why do you think he's so uptight?
No,
right.
It's not uptight. It's,
yeah,
you
it's
need
grab.
No, I need compression, too.
Yeah, compression.
Well, so do I. I've got them, too.
Yeah, and by the way, Christian Gonzalez.
What's his problem?
He says, David Stern loved the Lakers so much, he allowed CP3 to go the lake. Oh, wait. Well, he didn't allow the Lakers to get it. I don't remember exactly why David Stern didn't let that happen. And yeah, you probably got screwed on that one. What do you want me to do? But it doesn't
change
the fact, by the way.
Do something.
That David Stern, on the record, I mean, to have the gall, the unmitigated gall, which I loved about him. Because the thing about David Stern, he's my favorite commissioner of all time because you always knew where you stood with him, for better or worse. He said it on the record. The greatest finals of all time would be Lakers versus Lakers. So stop crying about Chris Paul when clearly You know, you can look, there was a referee scandal, okay, around one of your series. Let's relax a little bit is all I'm saying. And you're still the team that gets to the free throw line more than anyone. So what are we complaining about here? What are we talking about here? Are you guys just deflecting because you're losing to the defending NBA champions right now? Is that what's got your panties in a bunch out there in Southern California? And you're attacking me because you're taking that on me because your team is not coming out like they should? That's not my problem. That's their problem.
Wow.
It's nice to sit this
close.
Rack
him.
Yeah. It's nice to sit this close to greatness on a Monday afternoon.
Rack that guy. Rack him, why don't you? Give it to him. Hey, let me tell you something. I'll be the first guy to tell you I don't think Anthony Davis belongs in the top three when it comes to defensive MVP and defensive player of the year. You'll have to excuse me, AD. And George, don't send me to – listen, you've already told somebody to go to hell here today on Twitter. Don't send me to Terminal H, okay? If you're the best defensive player – or one of the top three defensive best players in the Western Conference or in the entire league, and you are pushed around and manhandled by what you have told me are bigger, stronger centers in the Western Conference, if you can't beat Sacramento because their center can push you around, if you don't even defend on Jokic, they put Rui all over Jokic, they don't even waste their time by putting Anthony Davis on Jokic. If you're not going to defend against the best centers in the West and they push you around, sorry, pal, you're not the best player.
I mean, Yusuf Nurkic pushed him around this year.
There's three.
Come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he's not like some bastion of offensive stability, you know?
He's not a bastion of offensive stability?
He's not.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I mean, a lot of guys, I will describe certain players as bastions of offensive stability.
Yeah.
He ain't one of them.
Yeah. By the way, right, Omar Lopez.
Oh, no, don't. Don't. Please tell me don't. Don't. Don't do that to him because you don't know with Omar.
No, I love his socks. He agrees.
I know.
With
he's
socks.
Got great socks.
Yeah. No, he actually agrees
socks.
With me.
What'd he say?
He says, who gives a flying F about defensive player of the year? It's about
right.
chips.
Right.
Stupid take. At Sedano. Send them all to Terminal H.
Right.
We have plenty of room here.
Yeah. He's there.
So if we say that about defensive player of the year, can we also say that about when everybody was making a big deal? LeBron's got a higher 3-point percentage than Steph this season. How'd that work out?
Well, he's not a better shooter than Steph, though.
But wait.
I want to get into it in the next segment.
Yeah.
Lindsay's take on the quote-unquote the switch.
Oh, please, the switch. As soon as Lindsay sent the switch text.
The switch is real.
That is true. Once you
kind of jinxed it, though. You jinxed it. You jinxed it.
No,
you
did. No, I don't think
yes,
I did.
You did.
You jinxed it.
You did.
You sent the switch. I'm going to explain to people what Lindsay did in the chat.
We can talk about that.
She, in the next segment, we will explain. Lindsay was all feeling good when they were up 12. She was feeling good.
Hey, I still am.
No, you're not.
She was. I can imagine her in her house strutting. Just like, you know, sending the switch gif in our group text.
I told them.
Yeah,
you
I told them.
You still agree with guest of the show Nick Wright on Lakers in 6?
Yeah. Actually, I said Lakers in 7. I did say Lakers,
okay, Lakers
in 7.
You still feel good about that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Well, LeBron is usually 50-50 in game ones. Just saying.
Okay. Well, let's get into the switch text on the other side.
But on Friday, we didn't do something that we love to do for our partner, Wamba Grill. The great friends at Wamba Grill. And I'm blaming this on Cappy.
Okay.
Because there was no Shinano. So Cappy was so... Again, we talk about the A-B thing, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Cappy was the A.
Right.
He's one of the worst A's we've ever had at the station.
Right.
He gets overwhelmed.
Right.
He overwhelms producer Lindsay and producer DeAndre, who have to worry about producing a show with a weak A.
Okay.
And we don't do the Wamba Grill pop quiz.
Okay.
So that somebody could win dinner from our friends at Wamba Grill, home of the boom, boom, bam! Tacos.
That's exactly
so today we're going to do a bonus Wamba Grill pop quiz, and that's coming up before 5:30 when we go to the Toyota Lakers countdown and tip-off. But here's the thing. The pop quiz will be on last week's content of Shannon
and
Cappy.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes.
Well, we haven't had this week's content other than me yelling at the audience.
So that's coming up.
And the switch.
This afternoon.
Just to mention, though.
But coming up next, we're going to talk about the switch.
The switch also was in last week's contest.
We
need a sounder.
There needs to be a switch
right.
sound.
There should be a switch sound effect. Lights on, lights off.
Oh, no. I think it should be more like, it's alive! Like Frankenstein.
Like a switch? Like you mean like a large switch?
Yeah, like,
like the opening up of a switchblade. How about that? You know that sound when you open up a switchblade?
No, like when we turn the transmitter back on after Mason and Ireland?
Wow.
That's crazy.
Speaking of turning the switch on, you know who always turns the switch on? Shinai.
Who that?
Jacob Imrani.
Oh, yes, he does. My guy, Jacob. Listen, you get into an accident, it's very simple. Just call Jacob, 844-24-JACOB. And look, Jacob, right now, he's got to be feeling it. He's a big Laker fan. He's got to be feeling like this one was a tough one for sure for him. But here's the deal. he's always got you covered, okay? Regardless of what kind of accident. Let's say you're in the back seat of an Uber or Lyft and you get into an accident. It's completely different than a normal wreck. Well, your driver's covered by Uber or Lyft, so not only are you dealing with the other person's insurance, you need to speak with the rideshare company's insurance as well. You don't want to deal with this on your own, trust me. So when you get into this accident, whether it's in a car of your own, an Uber, a Lyft, you call Jacob at 844-24-JACOB. He's an expert, okay? Especially when it comes to these Uber and Lyft cases. He's been doing them for years, well before all these other people started doing them recently. So he's the man when it comes to this stuff. So if you're injured in any type of rideshare accident, don't wait. There's one name to remember. Call Jacob, Jacob, Jacob. Call him at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Guys, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. You call Jacob, he'll win for you. Call him at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or visit him online at calljacob.com. The Switch is next.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, indeed. Sit out with Cappy in the combo play.
Oh, to the beat and the rhythm of the night. Dancing to the morning light. Forget about the world is on your side. You can leave them all behind. Leave them all behind, Lakers fans. What do you care about Anthony Davis's depoy? Like, seriously.
On this day in 1985.
Did you say depoy?
Yeah. That's a depoy.
Depoy.
Wow. I thought he called it depoy. Yeah. Wow.
Well, I thought that was something I read about once. But anyway.
Defensive player of the year, depoy.
I know, this, but the way you said it.
On this day in 1985, the number one R&B song, DeBarge, Rhythm of the Night. You know this one, Producer D?
I do not.
No, how could Big D you're too young. Not know about DeBarge?
But your parents absolutely know about
for
this.
Sure. Oh, but see, for how sure. D is going to educate us with his 615, although at some point we'll do it earlier today because we got a combo plate. You're going to educate us on the new joints.
I got you.
But we also had to get educate you on the classics, like this one. Yeah. Pot it up, D. Here comes
come
the
on
hook.
Now.
Ho!
To the beat of the rhythm of the night.
Get it.
Dancing
get
to
it.
The morning
yeah.
light.
Shake
forget
it.
About the world is on
oh,
your
yeah,
night.
Oh, yeah, nice.
You can leave them all behind.
Also, happy Passover.
Oh,
hey,
to our Jewish friends.
Yeah,
to our Jewish friends in the audience.
People. Yeah.
Cappy, are you celebrating?
I am celebrating.
Now, is this a celebratory one?
Yeah, well, none of them are really celebratory.
Well, no, but in this one, let me just say this: that you know,
had
I have
a lot
to,
of grief. And
I
guilt.
Only ask because right. I'm not familiar with all. Well, I know Yom Kippur is definitely not
no,
the
Yom
highest
Kippur
of high holy days.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yom Kippur is like, hey, I'm miserable and I'm going to be miserable for a day, but then everything's going to be great.
But Passover, one, I feel like is pleasant.
Passover is the story for anybody that's ever seen the movie The Ten Commandments. I had to recap it this weekend for Rachel.
Oh.
I was like, listen, because you know when you're not dating a Jewish woman, even though I've already been married to one, I have four Jewish kids, now I'm past that whole thing. So now you go the other direction, right? So I had to explain to her, what the story of Passover is.
Right.
And I'm like, well, you know, Moses was originally Egyptian. And then once Moses found out that he was a Hebrewite, he went to the Pharaohs and he said, hey, let my people go.
Yeah.
Right? So then the Pharaohs were like, no. So then Moses said, well, guess what? God is going to like wreak havoc here in Egypt. And the Egyptians were like, yeah, God, ha, ha, ha. And then the next thing you know, Moses takes his staff, he puts it into the water, into the river, and it turns to blood. And he tells him, dude, I'm telling you, I'm coming with a vengeance. And then he did. He started turning water into blood. He started having frogs everywhere. There were all these plagues that happened.
I thought it was water into wine.
No,
that's Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Did that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Jesus.
That was in
Moses.
The other book, the
Not
New
bad.
Testament.
Yeah,
different person.
Testament. Yeah. Different
person.
Lindsay Bass.
Lindsay, you and I and George and DeAndre, we like that testament.
Right.
Cappy's people, not so much.
This is a different testament, right? Yeah. So anyway, so long story short, Moses says, we got to let my people go. And the Pharaohs say no. So then ultimately he said, hey, I'll tell you right now, we're going to take your firstborn. And they did. And that's when Moses and the Hebrewites left Egypt. And you remember the famous scene where Moses is standing there at the Red Sea. And here come the Egyptians chasing after them, right? And Moses takes the staff. He puts it in the Red Sea. The Red Sea parts. Everybody goes walking in. And then as the Egyptians come to chase him, that's when the Red Sea closes. I mean, haven't you been to Universal, people?
Was the Red Sea blood?
No, the Red Sea was water at this time.
Oh, okay.
But then all the Egyptians drowned.
Okay, it's very confusing.
You see what I'm saying?
Anyway, I wouldn't have asked, I wouldn't have said Happy Passover if all that was coming. Well, we wanted to get to the
story. It was very educational.
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree. Thank you, Cappy.
But tonight's not the one where you blow the shofar. That's Rosh Hashanah.
No, that's a whole different thing.
Well, Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year, no?
Yes.
Right,
yeah.
That's right. This is a whole different deal. Tonight we are going to celebrate with matzah. You guys want to eat some matzah?
I sent you a picture of some matzah at the grocery store the other day.
And the reason that we eat matzah, just so you know, Big D, is because when the Hebrewites left Egypt and they were running through the desert, okay, they went to make bread, but the bread didn't rise. So that's why we eat unleavened bread during this period of time.
Why didn't the bread rise?
I guess because the ovens weren't hot enough to get the bread to rise. I don't know about baking. I'm not a baking expert.
It's a whole baking.
You know,
I thought it was that they didn't have ovens.
You know? I mean, so when is Rosh Hashanah?
September.
Thanks for telling me because I got to look at my calendar.
Because that's the one where I have to say Lashana Tova, right?
Yeah. It's always around my birthday. That's why I know.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Oh, there you go. All
well,
right.
For everybody that's celebrating tonight, have a great Passover. Have a great Seder.
Yeah. Anyway, Cappy.
Yes.
Let's talk about the switch. Lindsay. So I'm on.
Whoa, oh my God.
Wow, that was loud.
That was amazing.
It's a switch.
It is a switch.
I think our eardrums just switched off.
It's just startling.
Is it too loud?
initially startling, yes.
I think people thought they were electrocuted.
Sorry. Yeah. Well,
no, I like the sound effect. It just
great
came
sound
in
effect.
It came in strong.
You were electrocuted by LeBron's switch.
So I am, let's just say this. I'm done with my game in Minnesota, right? And I am racing to the airport, all right? And thank God the runner got me and Mark Jones there in time. We get on the plane. We're good to go, right? So we're sitting there. Knicks game is on. We're finishing watching that one on the flight. Lakers game starts 30 minutes later. So I watched the entire game on the flight,
TNT.
Okay? Did you just say TNT?
Right, well, because I know that the game is coming on, but I guess I got an hour, so.
Yeah, did you just tell somebody TNT?
No, his remote. You haven't been here for this bit? He talks to his remote and just puts it on.
He goes, Amazon Prime.
You've never been here for that bit?
Wait a minute, you realized you were on the radio when you did that.
Yeah, but you've never heard him do that on the radio? He does it all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
He'll go, Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I can't believe you've never heard
that. I don't know how I missed this.
Yeah, I mean, it started during the football season.
Yeah, so you're running to the airport. You're running to the airport like OJ. Go ahead.
Come on.
I'm just saying.
So I'm on the flight and I'm watching the entire game. And while the game is going on, about like midway through the second quarter, I look at my phone and there is a text from Lindsay in our group chat. And it's a picture of what looks like, I don't know.
It was Nosferatu, which there is meaning behind that as well.
It's Nosferatu.
Nosferatu is like the vampire guy.
Come on, you don't know Nosferatu?
No, I'm not familiar with him.
So, and then he's flipping a switch, right? And remember last week she had said, oh, you'll see, LeBron's going to flip a switch.
Which he did.
It's going to be a switch flipping, and then they're going to take out the Nuggets, and you'll see because LeBron's flipping the switch because LeBron was dinged up last year and AD was dinged up last year. And I said, okay.
Yeah, we all convinced ourselves of that.
No, I did not convince myself of that. I said, well, we'll see what the switch is like because I don't know if the switch is going to work against this team. So, in the first half, his switch was flipped. 19 points. He looked like the LeBron of old. Okay?
That big three at the end of the second quarter.
Right, huge three because the game was tied. So, it was a huge three going into the half. Like, so you figured, some momentum after they had dwindled the lead down to, to a tie. So, I see this, and I'm waiting, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm waiting patiently because I knew what was coming, okay? I'm watching this game, and I'm like, it's only a matter of time. And then in the third quarter, the Nuggets came out.
You're just waiting for them to fail?
Well, I knew what was happening.
He's waiting for LeBron to show his age.
No, less about that.
Show his age. I think what I said was, D'Lo forgot to pay the electric bill.
Okay, wait. So the Nuggets come in and just, like, plow through them in the third quarter.
Like Mr. Plow.
I mean, just, like, going through them. Like, nothing, okay? And so the third quarter ends. And by the way, there was also a stretch at the end of that third quarter, or maybe early in the fourth, where Jokic is sitting, because LeBron, give Darvin credit. LeBron, he sat LeBron whenever Jokic was out, which is the absolute smart move to make, okay? And he kept AD in there in a number of those cases. So
So the end of that stretch, late in the third, maybe early in the fourth, the Lakers lead, or the Nuggets lead, was like 10 or something like that, and then it went up to like 15. And they showed a picture of LeBron as Darvin calls timeout, and LeBron is like staring into space. And I look over at Mark Jones, who's sitting next to me on this flight, and I said, he knows they're toast. Mm-hmm. Like, he knows they're not winning this game tonight.
Right, mm-hmm. So at that point...
And then that's when I text,
turned the switch
what
off.
Happened to the switch?
I said he turned it off. Oh, because, yeah. In my opinion, if you're LeBron and you only have so much energy and you've only got so much to work with, once you realize the game is that far gone and there's no coming back, I feel like you kind of take it off.
Well, they did come back. They did come back. He came back in and they cut it to like 7, I want to say, maybe 5. But then Denver did what they do, which is at the end of games, they're just like, oh, you think you're going to win? Oh, that's cute because we're going to out-execute.
Well, the Lakers didn't help matter.
Then they turned their switch on.
Don't you guys remember?
The switch was turned on. No, that's a great point. The switch was turned on. It was turned on by the defending champion.
But wait, time out. Don't you guys remember last year when like even Brian Windhorst was like, LeBron is kind of like picking his spots because he doesn't want to, like, you know.
You guys.
You don't
you guys
think that
just,
once he's on the game.
Yeah, he was picking his spots against teams they were clearly better than.
You're right, but I honestly think.
Remember he did. I remember this conversation last year before game 4 of that series. And you were like, LeBron, this is the game. He's going to do it. And he was incredible
for
a half.
But it still wasn't enough.
Correct.
Here's what the deal is. And I've kind of figured this out. And here's the analogy. Remember how I told you guys 2 weeks ago during the Masters that I thought Tiger Woods could still win the Masters?
Right, and then he was like plus 16.
Yeah, that's not
16.
The same thing. That's
no,
not
no,
same
it's
thing.
Exactly the same thing.
No, it's not. Not even
well,
close.
Here, I'm going to explain it to you, and just hear me out, okay? So I look at Mike Tyson right now. You see these videos of Mike Tyson?
He's fighting Jake Paul, right?
Yeah. Right, and he's ripped, and he's lean, and he looks fast, and he looks powerful. And I'm like, look, there's Mike Tyson. He's going to start killing people again. But
are
he's
you
not.
Crazy? You're comparing Mike Tyson at 70 years old to LeBron?
57, but
so
who's kidding?
First of all, I'm not crazy. I'm about to make a brilliant analogy here.
All right, let's
open
hear it.
Your mind and be flexible, okay? Here goes. You have a guy like Tyson who looks the way he looks, and those of us, we just see him punching a guy who's a trainer, and we go, look, he looks so powerful. He looks so good. He's going to be able to do it all over again. He can't. Tiger Woods, he's got on the red shirt. He's got on the black pants. He's got on the hat. He looks great. You're like, there's Tiger Woods. And then you realize that now, pushing 50 years old, Tiger Woods doesn't have it. It's exactly the same thing.
I got to give him credit. I see where he's going.
LeBron at 39 is not LeBron at 29.
It is precisely the same. Here's what LeBron can do, Lindsay.
I just don't think that's like maybe
here's what LeBron can do.
5 years ago.
No, but here's what LeBron can do. LeBron can be awesome. LeBron can be brilliant. And LeBron can carry a team. But he can't do it for the long term anymore the way he used to be able to do it.
Correct.
He used to be able to put a bunch of scrubs on his shoulders and go win a championship. He can't do that anymore.
I don't
so
disagree
just
with
like,
that.
Just like Tiger and just like a guy like Tyson, two guys that every time I saw them golf or fight, I thought they're easily going to win. Same thing I thought about LeBron. That's what you think about LeBron. But you realize that the situation is, it is a young man's game and LeBron's an old man playing it.
And let me offer this to Cap's point. As a Tiger guy, for years it's been, well, if he could just get truly healthy, if he could just play a full 4 days, we just saw that. He can't do it. Like, he can play,
I think he
can't win.
No,
I think he
can't
could.
Win.
I think he took his foot off the gas in the fourth quarter. You don't think that?
And I don't think LeBron
no,
can
I
do it
No, I think LeBron
anymore.
Had no gas in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, he was done.
Did you see AD? AD ran
I think they
out
were
of
both
gas
out of
too.
Gas.
Yeah.
Well,
AD, yes.
Totally
AD
done.
Needs some conditioning. I'm sorry, but
no, that I mean, you're trying. He's easy, got a 280-pound man like on
just
his back the
throwing him around like a rag doll.
Not to mention, you're in the altitude where you have no adjustment time of any kind.
Well, now you threw in the altitude.
Well, no, Cappy loves the altitude.
That
he
loves
altitude talk.
Let me ask you a question.
Hashtag altitude talk.
Why at the end of a game?
No, you're right.
For a guy who needs to work on his conditioning.
Turnaround.
When you've got your hands on your knees, when a play is going on around you,
and
that tells you what you need to know.
And that play was the game, by the way, in the fourth quarter.
That was right there. You saw Jokic running back, and AD literally just had his hands on his knees, and I was like, oh, that's it.
And
that's
called Jokic altitude. Blew by LeBron. That tells you LeBron was done.
He did. But and I'm saying, I think it's a little bit different because I don't think, to your point, Cappy, I don't think he can carry a team like the entire game. I think that if he had a little bit more from the other guys, if he had more out of D'Lo, if he had more out of Rui, if he had more out of Austin Reeves,
sure.
I think they could have got to the finish line to the point where he didn't need to keep the switch on all four quarters.
Okay, sure. Those are all fair points. But I think that there are two things at play here when the Lakers play in this matchup that were completely against them. We'll talk about that on the other side. But first, Cappy, tell the gentlemen out there how they can make some money at the California Cryobank.
Well, not only making money, and that's an important part of all of this, but also you can help families live out their dreams. I mean, there are certain families out there that desperately would love to have children, but for whatever reason, they just can't produce kids. You know, like for some people, it's a very easy thing. You do it and you make kids. Other people, like you do it and it doesn't happen. So what the California Cryobank is looking for is they're looking for healthy young men between the ages of 19 and 38 years old. You obviously need to be able to work legally in the United States. That's an important part of all of this. And if you're healthy and young, and you can work in the U.S., you have the opportunity to possibly make up to $1,500 a month, but you have to apply. It's not some guarantee. It's not an automatic, okay? You can't walk in and go, I'm 35, I'm healthy, and I can work in the United States, so pay me. It doesn't work like that. You actually have to apply. Go to spermbank.com, S-P-E-R-M. I know it sounds kind of funny to say on the radio. Spermbank.com. You can earn up to $1,500 a month. You can help families live out their dreams. And the California Cryobank is looking for you, young fellas.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
9 minutes in front of 4 o'clock. Shinano and Cappy.
Let's
combo.
Go.
Yeah.
Go for the night. Well, that crazy unite.
You know, this artist, Kid Cudi, you guys familiar with this guy?
I'm familiar with him. Actually, I think LZ got into a brawl with him when I was in the morning
really?
Show one time on Twitter.
Is this an OTD or are we just playing it?
We're just playing it because of Coachella. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
because, nice.
You know, I was jamming out to some Kid Cudi this morning.
No,
one of my favorite songs. Yes, I was, DeAndre. Yes, I was.
Oh, because you were doing Big like the bicycle thing.
Yeah, I was doing Peloton.
That, yeah.
Alex Toussaint, Club Bangers.
Right.
Okay.
You know, Kid Cudi with Pharrell.
Oh, by the way, do you have the Peloton shoes, the official ones?
Yeah.
Or do you have like the Amazon version?
No, I got the official
ones. I got to order my shoes for
what
the.
What size you wear?
12.
He probably knows the
I got
guy,
an extra,
you know?
I got an extra pair, but they're Elms.
They fell.
Oh, yeah, that would be too snug for me.
Mm-hmm.
I need 12s.
Yeah, you gotten on the Peloton, huh?
Well, I got it now in my garage.
Nice. Very nice. Well, then I got to get you to start giving. First, I need your name on Peloton so I can monitor your workouts.
That's not happening.
Yes, it is.
No.
I'm going to start monitoring your workouts.
You,
and then.
You are not a trustworthy person to have in my life anymore.
We are going to start doing Alex Toussaint Club Bangers rides together.
No.
That's so 2020, Cap.
No, it's not.
Club Bangers is.
I enjoyed our time of working out together, and I choose not to work out with you anymore.
Okay.
It was just too much. It was too much gossip from you.
Although, really,
yeah.
Cappy is into. I feel like Cappy would have gone to Coachella if he had a chance. You know, Damian Lillard was lamenting that he had to actually go to Coachella last year, which DeAndre's already shaking his head. I said that in our group chat, and DeAndre's like, "Why is Coachella catching strays, man?" So Dame, who had an incredible game yesterday, they were underdogs, I believe, going into that game yesterday, even at home without Giannis, and they came out and they blew the doors off of a young Indiana team. Mm-hmm. And then in the post game, this is what Dame said about being back in the playoffs.
The last 2 years not being in the playoffs, it was, you know, it sucked. I was early vacations. Last year I went to Coachella. Like, I ain't never been able to go to Coachella. Like, it's just playing in the playoffs every year. So just having that long summer, it was like, man, I was over that.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I mean, I don't know who the headliners were at Coachella. Big D, were you out there?
I wasn't out there last year, but the headliners, I remember, it was, I believe it was Bad Bunny was one of the headliners last year.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And,
so Dame went for a good went to a good one, apparently.
He did. Yeah. I get where he's coming from.
He wants to be playing in the playoffs.
Yeah,
right. You know, Dame time, dog. Yeah.
But do you understand the team that he had, you know, at that moment? There's no way they're making the playoffs at that time.
Yeah. I was just happy to see Dame go off again because I feel like Giannis has been holding him back a little bit. That's just me personally.
For real?
I do.
Oh, really?
Oh, I don't think there's any question that the offense for them runs way better when it runs through Dame. Dame is when Giannis got the ball, he's like standing in the corner. That's not what you want Damian Lillard to do. You want Damian Lillard to do what Damian Lillard does, Dame
which time. Is what he did.
Dame time.
Exactly.
You want him to do what he does.
Giannis can be
and
the guy
what he does.
Who sets a screen and rolls to the basket and run in transition. That's what he does well. Let Dame cook, dog.
By the way, did you guys, I know you watched when you were in the air. Did you? I watched it on ESPN Plus, I think.
The Lakers game?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see even like all the games with the, there's so many commercials with the NBA stars in them that
yeah.
were really, really funny.
The Jokic one is fantastic
yeah,
with the Minions.
That's my favorite. Do your kids like the Minions?
My daughter does. My little one doesn't know about the Minions yet, although he was kind of intrigued by the commercial.
Are there any other commercials
that have Jokic in them? Because honestly.
Hotels.com is a good one.
Okay.
And then Paige Watson wrote it.
Yeah. Hotels.com has a good, funny Jokic commercial. Jokic is funny in those commercials.
Do you want
he
me to play
funny.
The Minions one? I have the Jokic Minions one real quick.
Yeah, you can play it if you got it.
Thought I look really good.
Oh, wait. Pause. Stop one second. So he's going to a shrink, right? He's going to a psychologist, just to some context. And he's upset. And he's dressed like Gru from the Despicable Me movies. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to this psychologist, and here's the conversation.
Thought I look really good that day. I put on this beautiful suit that said, I mean business.
Like the one you're wearing?
Yes.
Then what happened?
They say I looked like Gru.
Why does that bother you?
It doesn't.
Then why bring it up?
Because they won't leave me alone.
They?
He stands up and opens the window.
Yeah. Guys, I'm not your boss.
Illumination's Despicable Me 4.
And by the way, he showed up today at the arena dressed as Gru.
Yeah. He's no way. The scarf and everything.
Boy, that is so smart, man. That is such great marketing.
It
whoever's
really
paying
is.
Him, whatever studio.
That that's Pixar, right?
Yeah, yeah. They're
no,
paying him to do that.
Despicable Me. What is
freaking
Pixar?
Brilliant.
I don't think it's Pixar, but.
No?
No. But well, either way, like, still, I want to go see that movie. I mean, I probably would have watched it anyway, but you don't see him in that light ever. You know, like where he's...
No, but the Hotels.com commercials are also funny.
And the Giannis commercial was pretty funny, too, the one where he was...
The Starry?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't like that one.
Down on Giannis.
Yeah.
There was a business one, too, where he was talking about...
Oh, that one is funny with the guy from the Google commercials, the Google Pixel commercials. I forget his name. He's like... God.
You mean the guy from the Google Pixel commercials?
Yes, his name.
Oh, gosh. What's that guy's name? Steve Stevenson. Jeff
No,
Jefferson?
No, he's like a famous internet guy.
Mark Robinson.
Steve
Drewski. Drewski.
Drewski.
Drewski.
Gosh, that's what was my next. That was the next thing. Hey, Big D, what happened to my boy Kid Cudi, though, this weekend out at Coachella? Something happened with him?
Man, so the last day of Coachella, which was yesterday, obviously, he was performing on the Sahara stage, which is one of the main stages. You got the Coachella stage and then that one. Those are the two big main stages.
Mm-hmm.
And he was performing at 5:10. And remind you, in Coachella, these artists kind of switch in and out in between. So obviously they have this different like background and stuff like that to kind of make his performance more elusive. And that song I was just playing called Memories with him and David Guetta, he was performing that song. And there was a moment where the crowd was getting into it because that's one of his most popular songs.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided to, go ahead and take a jump off the stage into the ground to kind of interact with the fans. And as he was jumping off, he hurt his knee and he had to get carried out of the venue.
Should we not be laughing at an injury? Like if an athlete gets hurt, we're like, hey, that's not funny.
You're
don't
right,
laugh.
You're right.
But when a artist gets carried off.
He was kind of laughing at himself for it.
So he went on today. He put a tweet out like 3 hours ago and kind of explaining why he was doing that. He was just saying that, at my age at 40 years old, I got to learn, I can't do that. 20-year-old self me can do that, but 40-year-old, I can't do that anymore.
Oh, stop, man.
To bring it all back around? Bring it all back around.
So he went on just pretty much, because he's going on tour right now. So he's actually performing out here at Crypto, I believe. So he's hoping to be healthy before.
D, should we go to the show, you and me?
I'm telling you right now, Kid Cudi, if we go, it'll be a good time.
All right. I mean, I need places to wear my Travis Scott's to.
Oh, I hear you.
You're
going to wear them to Coachella? They're going to get dirty as hell.
No, not to Coachella.
Oh, he's
Kid Cudi in the 710 suite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Friday, August 30th. Book it.
All right, okay. Big D.
Cappy, coming up next, we didn't get into the Lakers stuff. So there are two things that Laker fans need to know about this game today, and it's a big reason why they lost game one, okay? But there are two things that are happening in this series that need to change somehow. We'll get to that. Stick around. 1 hour down, 90 minutes to go, 710 ESPN.
But first, coming up next, it's the Waba Grill Sedano and Cap 4 p.m. hour on 710, presented by Waba Grill. Kids eat free at Waba Grill. Bring your kids in for a free chicken or tofu mini bowl with any entree purchase weekdays after 4. Restrictions apply.